今天早上原本是 Amy 跟我翻译的。
This morning, the translator is supposed to be Amy.
Amy 可能也病了。
And I think Amy has fallen ill.
那么就由 Roslyn 姐妹跟我翻译。
So, Roslyn stepped in.
所以她还没有看过我的奖章。
she has not yet looked at my notes.
但是我对她很有信心。
but the pastor has full faith in me.
然后在我们还没有分享神的话语之前，我们来看今天的经文，路加福音第十一章第五节到第十一章第五节到第八节。
And before we share the message, I would like us to look at the scripture, Luke chapter 11, verses 5-8.
Okay. 路加福音第十一章第五节，耶稣又说，你们中间谁有一个朋友，半夜到他那里去说，朋友，请借给我三个饼，因为我有一个朋友行路来到这里，我没有什么给他摆上。那人在里面回答说，不要骚扰我，门已经关闭，孩子们也同我上床了，我不能起来给你。我告诉你们，虽不应他是朋友起来给他，但因他情实迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。那我们就只是听中文的。那么你是否曾经在午夜过后
Have you ever tried after May?
当人们都已经进入梦乡之后
After midnight, when everybody is already fallen asleep.
面对一个困境。
To face a difficult situation.
那么可能是家里面有人心脏病发作，或者妻子要被送到要生产。
So it may be somebody in your household is having a heart attack, or maybe your wife is going to labor.
然后你必须要把他们送到医院去。
So you must take them to the hospital.
但是家里的孩子还小。
But yet the children in the house are still young.
然后必须要人看顾。
They need to have somebody watch over them.
那么那时你在想。
So then you start thinking.
那么大多的邻居都已经睡着了。
All the neighbors are probably already fast asleep.
那么怎么好意思把他们吵醒来帮你看你的孩子？
Well, I don't feel right to go and wake them up to watch my kids.
那么你感觉到进退两难。
You felt like you were stuck between a hard rock, the rock and a hard place.
无论如何，
but no matter what,
你觉得你必须大胆的，或者去找一个人来帮助你。
But you thought I need somebody to come help me. I need to go find someone.
那么因此你去敲邻居的门，求他们帮助。
So you went and knock on your neighbor's door to ask them to help you.
我其实刚才我们所看那段经文谈到一个类似的故事。
So the scripture we just read talk about a similar situation.
也就是耶稣又说，你们中间谁有一个朋友，半夜到他那里去，朋友，请借给我三个饼，因为我有一个朋友行路来到这里，我没有什么给他摆上。
And it's said in scripture, then he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says to him, friend, lend me three loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me from a journey and I have nothing to set before him.
那人在里面回答说，不要骚扰我，门已经关闭，孩子们也同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。
And from inside he answers and says, do not bother me. The door has already been shut, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.
我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend. Yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
啊，这个是主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
This is a parable told by our Lord Jesus.
那么主耶稣所说的这个比喻，谈到一个人在半夜的时候接待一个路过的朋友。
This parable talked of a person who in the middle of the night have to get up and treat a friend who is passing by.
那可能你在想这么晚了还有人啊上门来做客。
And you may think, well, it is so late, why would anybody be going to another person's house?
那么在主耶稣的时代这个是相当普遍的事情。
And during Jesus' time, this is quite a common occurrence.
那么一般的人都在太阳下山之后才上路。
A lot of people would start their journey after the sun sets.
为了是避免这个啊炎热的天气。
In order to avoid a hot sun.
我其实在马太福音里面我们看到那个从东方来的博士在夜间的时候来朝拜耶稣。
And actually, in the book of Matthew, we see that the three wise men from the east came to Herod in the middle of the night.
那么同样的夜市带着刚出生的耶稣还有他的母亲啊到埃及去也是在夜间的时候。
And similarly, Joseph brought the newborn Jesus and his wife Mary to go to Egypt in the middle of the night.
啊，不像今天啊，当时没有这个电话或者邮局。
Unlike today, there is no telephone or any kind of ways of communication.
那么客人随时都会找上门来的。
And guests often will just show up.
那么其实不是在主耶稣的时代。
Actually, not only during Jesus' time.
啊，在我小时候所居住的乡村也是如此。
When I was young in the village I grew up in, it actually happened.
然后，如果你要去拜访一个人
，If you're going to go visit someone,
你就直接去找他。
You will just go.
啊，不用预先通知的。
You do not need to pre-announce your arrival.
所以这个啊，路过的朋友突然间在夜间的时候来敲门。
So this friend all of a sudden showed up at this guy's house in the middle of the night.
然后必定会把人家从梦中里面吵醒过来。
So obviously he woke them up from sleep.
但是这个接待的人他有责任去接待这个路过的朋友。
But the host have the responsibility to treat this guest.
因为在当时的文化啊这种做法是一种很神圣的一种本分或者义务。
Because during that time, in order to treat your guest is a very honored role.
It's a sacred duty.
It's a sacred duty.
啊，路过的朋友，他们走了这么远的路。
This friend who's just passing by, they have already gone a long journey.
然后肯定肚子也饿了。
For sure they're hungry.
那么除了要给这个路过的朋友一个住宿的一个地方
So not only does he have to put the friends up for a night
也要给一点东西给他吃嘛
They also need to give them some food
啊，但是在古代的时候储藏食物或者买食物不像今天这么方便
But in the olden times it's not that convenient to go out and just buy food
因为当时人没有这个冰箱
Because at that time, there's no refrigeration.
也没有所谓那个24小时的商店，好像 7-Eleven 这样。
There's no 24-hour store like 7-Eleven.
啊，那么其实啊，可以从冰箱里面直接拿东西出来，或者到商店里面去买东西。
So they can't just go and open up the refrigerator and pull out food, or just go and buy food from the 24-hour store.
所以我自己也能够体会这种情况。
I can actually understand this situation.
因为我小时候住在乡村的时候
Because when I was young, I lived in a village.
那个时候也没有冰箱
And at that time, there were no refrigeration.
更不用说什么是24小时或者 7-Eleven.
And don't even talk about a 24-hour store.
我的母亲每天都要去市场买菜
My mother has to go to the market every day to buy food.
买足够一天所吃的菜
To buy just enough food for one day.
吃完今天的菜，明天再买。
So finish up today's food and then you go and get tomorrow's food tomorrow.
所以如果有一个夜间来的客人
So if there is a guest that come by in the middle of the night.
那么招待客人可能就成为一个问题了。
So in order to treat them to some food, it's going to be a problem.
那么可以理解的在比喻里面这个人处在一个困境里面。
So it's understandable that this person in the parable is in a difficult situation.
那么当时他在想隔壁的邻居有多余的饼。
So he thought, well, maybe my next door neighbor would have some leftover bread.
啊，可以向他借。
And I can borrow it from him.
那么乡村里面的生活跟城市里面的生活不一样。
Lives in the village is very different from lives in the city.
那么乡村里面的人过着一个互相帮助的一个生活。
Lives in the village, is a life that help each other out.
那么村里面发生了什么事情，大多人都知道。
And everybody knows what's happening with everybody in the village.
所以知道邻居有多少个饼是很平常的事情。
So it's common knowledge to know how many loaves of bread my neighbor has left over.
啊，但是已经半夜了。
But it's already in the middle of the night.
如果去敲别人的门，肯定把别人从梦中吵醒过来。
If I knock on my neighbor's door, I'm for sure going to wake him up.
那么，但是他必须要做一个决定。
But he must make a decision.
去骚扰他的邻居，还是让这个朋友路过的朋友挨饿
？To either disturb my neighbor or to let my guests go hungry.
那么如果去骚扰这个邻居的话，肯定带给他很多麻烦。
If I go and disturb my neighbor, I'm going to cause him a lot of trouble.
但是如果让这个朋友挨饿的话，就违反了当时的文化传统。
But if I let my friend go hungry, then I am working against the common culture at that time.
啊，无论如何啊，这个在希伯来书第十三章第二节说，不可忘记用爱心接待客旅，因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。
And in Hebrews it says,be hospitable to passersby because there have been someone who unknowingly have, be hospitable to angels.
那么最后这个人决定要去敲邻居的门。
So this person finally decided to go and knock on the neighbor's door.
啊，就好像这段经文说。
Just like it was said here.
然后半夜他到那里去，朋友，请借给我三个饼。因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。
And goes to him at midnight and says to him, Friend, lend me three loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.
没有人愿意被别人在夜间吵醒。
Nobody wants to be woken up in the middle of the night.
我想你跟我都不愿意有一个人来夜晚的时候敲你的门把你吵醒。
And I don't think you or I, would want to have someone come and knock on our door in the middle of the night.
那么睡眠被打断肯定会影响到明天的精力还有体力。
Interrupted sleep is going to disturb, my physical stamina and my work tomorrow.
那么有一次在半夜的时候。
One time in the middle of the night.
如果我没记错的是两三点。
If I remember correctly, it's between 2 and 3 in the morning.
有人来按我家的铃门。
Somebody ring my doorbell.
啊，门铃。啊，我立刻的起床来往窗口看出去。
So I got up and looked through the window.
但是没有看到什么人。
But I didn't see anybody.
哦，我在心里面想谁在捣蛋。
So I thought, well, who is that rotten person?
然后我的睡眠被打断了。
So my sleep was interrupted.
啊，不能够立刻睡眠。
I couldn't go back to sleep.
啊，在床上翻来覆去。
So I was tossing and turning in bed.
因为睡得不好，明天我都无精打采。
Because I didn't sleep well, the next day I was kind of dragging.
然后同样的，那位邻居夜间来，也不想有人来打扰他。
Similarly, this neighbor would not want anybody to come and disrupt him.
所以那人在里面回答说不要骚扰我门已经关闭孩子也同我上床睡上了床我不能起来给你。
And from inside he answers and says, Do not bother me. The door has already been shut, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.
所以换句话说，这位邻居拒绝他的要求。
In another words, this neighbor rejected his request.
希望他离开，不要来打扰他。
He wanted him to go away and don't disturb him.
如果他接受他的要求，肯定孩子都会醒来。
If he accepted the request, then all the kids are going to be woken up.
我们当时的屋子很小的。
The house at that time are very small.
只有一间房。
It's only one room.
好像今天那些公寓的 studio 这样，有没有看过？
It's just like the studio apartment nowadays. Have you ever seen one?
你一进门的时候，你看到只有一间房。
As you enter the door, you only see one room.
然后，但是这古代的房子，他们屋这个房间后这个屋的后面是被提高的睡房。
And the back part of the house of the room is elevated to be the bedroom.
然后前面呢是那些牲畜晚上居住的地方。The front portion where all the animals live. 想象得到吗？后面睡觉，前面是那些动物居住的地方。
Can you imagine that? So in the back of the house or of the room is where you sleep. In the front of the room is where all the animals are.
那屋子只有一个门。
And there's only one door.
白天是开着的。
During the day it's opened.
然后晚上才把它关起来。
And they only close it at night.
这种门好像我在乡村里面所住的房子一样。
And this door is kind of like the door in our village.
白天是开着的。
It remains open during the day.
晚上才把门关起来。
And then at night you close it.
你的家有没有白天把它门开着的？
Do you ever open your door during the day?
这个就是乡下的生活。
And that is the life in the village.
也不怕人在白天走进来。
And you're not afraid that anybody will come into your house during the day.
所以这种门有两扇。
There are two sleeves to the door.
门关上的时候有一个大木条把它放上去，把它锁上。
And when you close both sleeves, then there is a lock that go in between to lock it.
如果要把那个门打开的话，一定会有响声的。
And if you're going to open the door, you make some noise.
我还记得乡下那个门一开的时候，
I remember when when we opened the door in our village, it makes that.
你可以想象，一定会把人吵醒。
And you know that you will wake everybody.
所以这位邻居才说门已经关了。
That's why the neighbor said the door has been shut.
那么除了要把这个门开，还要点油灯去找那些饼给他。
And besides needing to open up the door, he still needs to put on the oil lamp to find the bread.
我们可以想象这个是多么麻烦的事情。
And you can imagine how troublesome this is.
所以根据第五节所说。
Then according to verse 5.
而耶稣又说，你们中间谁有一个朋友，半夜到他那里去，说，朋友，请借给我三个饼。
Then he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend.And goes to him at midnight and says to him, Friend, lend me three loaves.
那么请注意这节经文其中的一句。
Please pay attention to one of the phrases.
你们中间谁有一个朋友？
Suppose one of you has a friend.
然后主耶稣以这句话来做一个假设。
So Jesus used this phrase to make an assumption.
换句话说，他说你可以想象一下，如果你有一个因为这样的朋友。
In other words, Jesus said, imagine you have a friend like that.
所以主耶稣以这句话来邀请门徒来想象他们的朋友。
So Jesus used this phrase to invite the disciples to imagine the situation.
所以在他们的朋友当中。
So among all his friends.
有哪一位朋友在夜间会要求另一位朋友来帮助？
Who among all your friends would come in the middle of the night and ask another friend to do this.
而且是大胆无耻的去求这个人。
And it is, he is persistent in asking.
And without shame.
Without shame.
那么现在让我们来看十一章第五节到第八节到
So let's look at from verse 5 to 8.
所以耶稣又说你们中间谁有一个朋友半夜到他那里去说朋友请借给我三个饼因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里我没有什么给他摆上。
Then he said to them, Suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says to him, Friend, lend me three loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.
然后那人在里面回答说不要骚扰我门已经关闭孩子们也同我在床上了我不能起来给你。
And from inside he answered and says, Do not bother me. The door has already been shut, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.
我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情迟迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything, because he is his friend.Yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
如果我们要明白主耶稣所说的这个比喻,
If we're going to understand this parable told by our Lord Jesus,
我们必须要把这段经文里面那个朋友分明清楚。
We must clarify who this friend is in the parable.
因为这段经文里面有三个不同的朋友。
Because in the parable, there are three different kinds of friends.
你去算一算三个不同的朋友。
Do a count on your own. There are three friends.
一个是在屋子里面的朋友。
One friend is inside the house.
一个是去敲门借饼的朋友。
The second one is the one who knock on the neighbor's door wanting to borrow bread.
还有一个是路过的朋友。
And the last friend is the one who is passing by.
我们看到这段经文里面，我们看到屋子里面的朋友把这个饼借给那个敲门的朋友。
So we see that the friend who's in the house lend the loaves to the friend who's knocking on his door.
不是因为他是朋友，而是因为他情迟迫切的去求。
He lent him the loaves not because he's a friend of his, but it's because of his persistence.
所以在这个希腊文原文里面中文把它翻译成情迟迫切。
And so in the Greek, original language, in Chinese, it's translated as persistence.
然后在英文不同的翻译本都有不同的翻译。
And then you can see in English, there are different kinds of translation.
所以在 NIV, 它说 shameless audacity,
In NIV, it says shameless audacity.
然后 NASB, 它说 persistent.
NASB, persistence.
ESV 是 impudent.
ESV is impudence.
然后 RSV 是 importunity.
And RSV, in RSV is importunity.
所以这个希腊文 anadean, 它带有那种好像很大胆的 without shame 那个意思
And so in the Greek language it has a meaning of without shame
所以在第八节这里说我主耶稣说我告诉你们虽不因他是朋友起来给他但因他情迟迫切的直求就必起来照他所需用的给他
I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面所强调的就是一个无迟的一个坚持。
And so what Jesus wants to stress in this parable is the persistency.
Oh, shameless persistence.这个敲门的人不会随便的放弃。
One who is knocking on his friend's door should not just give up.
所以他坚持到底。
So he continued to ask and be persistent.
虽然屋子里的人说门已经关了。
Even though the friend inside said, hey, the door is already closed.
啊，孩子已经睡觉了。
The kids are already asleep.
他求屋子的朋友借给他三个饼。
He continued to ask, for his friend to loan him 3 loaves of bread.
我只等到得到那个饼子为止。
Until he was given the bread.
他不管屋子里面的朋友喜欢或者不喜欢。
He disregard whether the friend inside is pleased or not.
因为他要喂饱这个路过的朋友，免得他挨饿。
Because he did not want his friend who is passing by to go hungry.
好了，如果我们要深一层去了解这个比喻的意义。
If you're going to understand further the meaning of this parable.
我们必须要看上下文。
We need to look at the passage before and after the parable.
那么首先让我们来看这个比喻的下文。
So let's look at what happened after the parable was told.
主耶稣说，我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的只求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything, because he is his friend,Yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you.For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened.
那么这段经文里面，我们看到三个重要的动词。
And we see three very important verbs here.
也就是祈求、寻找和叩门。
And it is ask, knock, and seek.
那么主耶稣说，他说，如果有一个人好像那个敲门的那个人一样。
So Jesus said, if there's someone who's just like the one who's knocking on the door.
那么当他祈求的时候他就得着，他寻找的时候他就寻见，然后他叩门的时候就给他开门。
Then when he asks, he will receive. When he seeks, he will find. And when he knocked, and it will be opened to him.
那么就好像以赛亚书在62章在六节第七节这么说。
Just as it said in Isaiah 62:6-7.
他说耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上势力所望的，你们他们昼夜必不静默呼切耶和华的，你们不要泄气，也不要使他泄气只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen. All day and all night, they will never keep silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves, and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
如果耶路撒冷要成为一个赞美的城,
If Jerusalem is to become a city of praise,
那么神的子民必须昼夜不歇息的去向耶和华呼求。
Then God's people must call out to God unceasingly.
那么直到神听了他们的祷告。
Until the Lord hear the prayer.
不晓得你有没有听过这位牧师叫做 George Mueller.
I don't know if you have ever heard of the pastor George Mueller.
那他不只是一位牧师，他也是一位孤儿院的主持人。
Not only was he a pastor, but he was also
the director of the orphanage.
The director of an orphanage.
那么 George Mueller 可以说是英国19世纪一位伟大的祷告勇士。
He was considered the greatest prayer warrior in 19th century England.
我相信他明白主耶稣所说的。
And I believe he understood what Jesus said.
我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。
So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
有时候神没有直接成全一个人的祷告。
Sometimes God does not directly answer someone's prayer.
但是 George Mueller 他知道神会听他的祷告。
But George Mueller knew that God will hear his prayer.
我们在年轻的时候他为两位没有信主的朋友祷告。
And when he was young, he prayed for two non-believing friends.
他每一天都为他们祷告。
He prayed for them every day.
祷告了60年。
He prayed for them for 60 years.
然后后来这两位朋友信了耶稣。
Later, these two friends came to become believers.
因为是在 George Mueller 在还一年在还没有离开世界之前的一年信了耶稣。
And because they believed in Christ a year before George Mueller passed away.
然后另外一位是在 George Mueller 离开世界一年内信耶稣。
So one believed a year before he passed away, one believed a year after, within the year George Mueller passed away.
然后如果一个祷告的人要好像这个比喻里面那个敲门的人一样，
If a person is to pray like this person who is knocking on the door,
那么好像他在祈求寻求还去叩门的时候，
And as he asks, seek and knock,
然后天父会听他的祷告，
The Heavenly Father will hear his prayer,
而且把好的东西赐给他，
And to give him the best.
如果我们看第十一节到第十三节，
If we look at verse 11 to 13,
他说你们中间做父亲的谁有儿子求饼反给他石头呢？
Now suppose one of your fathers is asked by his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he?
求鱼反哪蛇当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋反给他蝎子呢？
Or if he is asked for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion.Will he?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
然后这个比喻听起来好像所谓我们华人说的有求必应。
Well, this parable seems like is like whatever you ask, you will get.
然后只要一个人大胆的去向神求。
If you just be fearless and ask God.
然后天父必定会听他的祷告而成全他的祷告。
Then the Heavenly Father will hear and fulfill his request.
那么其实要明白这个比喻真正的意义。
And actually, in order to understand the true meaning of this parable,
我们必须要看上文。
We must look at the previous passage.
所以当你看圣经的时候，很重要的就是要看上下文。
So when you look at a passage in the Bible, it's very important to look at the preceding and the post passages.
因为比喻的上文记载了主耶稣教导门徒的祷告。
Because in the preceding passage, Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray.
也就是那个祷告文。
And it is the Lord's Prayer.
耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father,Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
那么请注意这节经文里面的祷告的内容。
Please focus on the content of the prayer.
因为这个内容说明是一个以神为中心的一个祷告。
This prayer is a prayer focused on God.
而不是一个以人为中心的祷告。
This is not a prayer where man is the focus.
那么这 只是这节经文讲到天上的父神是值得我们称颂的。
And so here it says, the Father in heaven is worthy of our praise.
那么他的伟大还有他的威严他的圣洁是我们不能够去想象的。
His greatness, His sovereignty, His holiness is unimaginable to us.
然后最后一句说还说愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
And the last sentence here says, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
但是很多时候我们必须要审查我们的祷告。
But a lot of times we need to examine our prayer.
我们的祷告是不是一个以神为中心的一个祷告？
Are our prayer focus on God?
因为我们的祷告不是按照我们的意思而是按照神的意思。
Because our prayer should not be focused on our will, but the will of the Father.
如果我们的祷告是按照神的意思的话，主耶稣说。
So Jesus said, if our focus or our prayer is focused on God, on God's will.
然后他说，我不晓得为什么我的 slide。全部搞乱了啊！但是如果你看第九节的话哦，这段经文。
If we look at the scripture，
耶稣说：“如果你们祈求，就给你们；寻找，就寻见；叩门，就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的，就得着；寻找的，就寻见；叩门的，就给他们开门。”
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
主耶稣说，他说，祈求的就给他们，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门，除非我们按照这个主导我们去祷告。
So Jesus said, if you ask, seek, and knock, you will receive what you ask for as long as your prayer is according to the Father's will.
这个主导文可以说是我们基督徒的一个祷告的一个模式。
So the Lord's Prayer is actually a model of our prayer.
所以当我们以这个主导文去这个模式去祷告的时候，
And if we pray according to this model,
神必定会按照他的时间成全我们的祷告。
God will for sure fulfill the request according to His timing.
愿神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And may His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你记得主耶稣在十字架的时候那个祷告吗？
Do you remember the prayer Jesus said while He was on the cross?
他说不是我的意思乃是你的意思。
He said not according to my will, but according to your will.
耶稣在十字架上经历了那个极大的痛苦的时候他讲不是我的意思乃是你的意思。
And while Jesus was on the cross suffering greatly, he said not according to my will, but according to your will.
所以在这个雅各书里面记载说义人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
So in James it says, the effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much.
以利亚与我们是一样性情的人他恳切祷告求不要下雨雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。
Elijah was a man with a nature like ours.And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months.
他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit.
所以雅各说，以利亚跟我们的性情是一样的。
So James said Elijah is of like, is just like us.
只不过他是一个义人。
It's just that he is a righteous man.
只不过是他是一个行神旨意的人。
And he is a man who lived according to God's will.
所以雅各说义人的祷告是有力量的。
And that's why James said, the effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much.
并且是大有功效的。
And it can accomplish much.
以利亚他恳切的向神祷告，求神天不要下雨。
And Elijah prayed earnestly to God for rain not to come.
那么天就三年零六个月没有下雨。
And the rain did not come for 3 years and 6 months.
然后他又祷告，天就下雨了。
And he prayed again, and the rain poured.
神听了以利亚的祷告。
God heard Elijah's prayer.
因为他迫切的向神祷告。
Because he prayed earnestly.
那就好像这个耶稣所说那个比喻，那个去敲门的人一样。
Just like this person in the parable who's knocking on the door.
他情辞迫切的去敲门。
He prayed earnestly and unceasingly, or he asked and knocked on the door unceasingly.
所以因为以利亚的迫切,
because of Elijah's persistence,
神听了他的祷告,
God hear his prayer.
所以不单他迫切地向神祷告,
so not only did he pray to God earnestly,
因为以利亚是一个行神旨意的人,
but Elijah also is one who lived by God's will.
所以让我们从这个耶稣所做的比喻学习如何做一个祷告的人。
So let us learn from this parable told by our Lord Jesus and learn to be a person of prayer.
愿他的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
And may his will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以当我们开始祷告的时候，神啊，求你赐给我这个，赐给我那个。
And as we begin our prayer, you said, God, give me this, give me that.
让我们的祷告不是这样的祷告。
Hopefully, our prayer is not like that.
让我们的祷告好像主祷文一样。
May our prayer be just like the Lord's prayer.
愿神的国降临在这个地上。
May his kingdom come on earth.
愿他的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
And may his will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
让我们来思想主耶稣所说的这个比喻。
Let us meditate on this parable told by our Lord Jesus.
让我们在神的面前安静，在他的面前。
Let us be calm before our Lord. May God's word enlighten our hearts.
Let us from this parable learn how to pray.
May we learn how to pray from this parable.
让我们的祷告是一个以神为中心的祷告。
May our prayer be one that focuses on God.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
天父，求你教导我们如何祷告。
Heavenly Father, I ask that you teach us how to pray.
让我们的祷告成为你喜悦的事情。
And may our prayer be pleasing to you.
主啊，我们把我们恭敬交在你的手中，求求你保守我们。
Lord, we lift up ourselves in your hands. Please protect us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.